Well, that's it for now. I hope that you all enjoyed this episode and that you make it your purpose this week to activate your sacral chakra through yoga, meditation, a little sage, or some food. There are some exciting new things about to happen, so stay tuned for some guest live shows and so much more. Check me out on Instagram at sheblows_pod and see the latest content there. Also, check out latest blog action at www.sheblowsit.com and read the latest content on the sacral chakra and see where I get my research and see where I get my facts from, because I don't make this shit up. Next time, I figured I would drop some gems and make some connections to some books that I've been reading. And within the past week, I've read two different books, and if you want, I would highly recommend that you check out my separate blog post about these. I have a compare and contrast interpretation and analysis of these two polar opposite reads, but I'm going to go through them a little bit just to give you a little insight. The first one is a book called The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I'll leave the link in the description box for him. And then the second book is called Inside a Thug's Heart by Miss Angela Ardine. I'll start with The Alchemist. So The Alchemist is a book about taking risks in life to come face to face with your personal legend. And throughout the personal legend, you learn different things about, you know, your work ethic and level of determination, the irony on the journey to your personal legend and things of that nature. And in the book, there was a boy who was a shepherd. And when he realized he lost everything, he hustled. What went from him being hustled out of his sheep and, you know, being hustled out of all of his money, he made something out of nothing. What went from him asking a crystal shop owner to work for food turned into a commitment and full-time job that not only allowed him to save money to continue on his personal journey, but he also helped reframe, modernize, and increase productivity for the crystal shop owner. That's what you call a win-win situation. Again, the irony on the journey to our personal legends, being tricked and manipulated and taken advantage of. But the lesson in all of that was that the shepherd came to the realization that he had been gypped. He didn't ruminate over it or say, fuck this. He charged all of that to the game and kept all of that in mind for the next time. And he became considerably wise after everything that he experienced because he was able to keep his eye on the prize with minimal distractions. And this book also shed a lot of light on going against the odds to live life on your own terms despite the idea of failure. A lot of the times we don't follow through or don't go through with certain things because of the fear of failure. But this book, like, digs it in on, you know, how it's worth it to take a risk, because you wouldn't want to end up, you know, wondering what it could have, should have, or would have been. And also, one thing that was interesting and that I connected to the sacral chakra is the idea of love. And the idea of love in this book was surrounded by the idea of letting love go, and you'll know it's real and true when it comes back around to you. The shepherd, on his way to his journey, he fell in love with a woman of the desert. And a woman of the desert is one who lets her man leave and she waits however long it takes for him to accomplish whatever goal or do whatever it is that he needs to do to get himself secure and established. She'll sit there and wait for him to come back. And she allows him to pursue his dreams before requiring his commitment. It's almost like, you know, she allows him to have his own life and live his own life before making that commitment to her. So that was a very interesting component there. And when looking at the book Inside a Thug's Heart, it was also similar to The Alchemist because it also spoke about taking risks in life. The author, Miss Angelou, spoke about taking risks in life to come face to face with your dreams and make them a reality despite what other people may think, say, or do. And inside of Thug's heart, she basically accepted a challenge. So this is what happened. She accepted a challenge from friends to send Tupac a letter, thinking that there was no way that he would have even considered writing her back because of his celebrity status and how she believed he had fans all over him. So, you know, most celebrities, especially now, so back then they were sending letters to each other in jail back and forth. But like even now on Instagram, you see all these celebrities and they don't even respond to everybody because there's, you know, so many people to respond to. They don't have, you know, enough time to sit there and respond to thousands of comments. So, you know, she felt the same way about sending him a letter. She thought, oh, okay, well, he must get thousands and thousands of fan letters. So why would he write me back? But the irony in the situation is that he actually called her after she doubted that he would even bother responding to her letter, let alone call her. And Tupac believed, as far as love, which was also interesting, but different from The Alchemist. But Tupac believed that he was able to love two different women at the same time in different ways as they awaited his release from prison. And one of the women, Keisha, he mentioned, he married her to get the conjugal visits with her. And my favorite, who was his intense pen pal, Miss Angela Ardais. She opposed of his view and she always challenged it. And I thought that that was very interesting, their dynamic on how they were so different and how they were just, they had totally different views, but they were still so connected and they were still, you know, vibing and they still had love for each other. That just was amazing. And if you haven't read these two books, you need to make sure you check it out. Inside a Thug's Heart by Angela Ardais and The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. And again, those links for those books will be in the description box and in the blog. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Red plus yellow equals orange, which is the color that represents the chakra. Orange represents the sun, change, sexuality, sexuality, and it increases hunger. Some crystals that represent our sacral chakra are the carnelian, orange calcite, tiger's eye, amber, orange moonstone, sunstone, goldstone, aragonite star clusters, and tangerine quartz. So there you have it for the crystals. The carnelian is the stone of creativity, motivation, endurance, leadership, and courage. The orange calcite is a stone for creativity. Tiger's eye is the stone of the mind. The sunstone is the stone of leadership. The goldstone is the stone of ambition. The aragonite star clusters are the conservationist stone, and the tangerine quartz is a stone of preservation and strength. I need to go over to my friends over at Flow Life Holistics and see if they have these stones and then show them off to you guys. So that's my next project, is to find these stones at Flow Life Holistics. The importance of keeping our chakras aligned is to protect our auras. Our auras, in turn, protect the energy within ourselves from the energy of the outside world. When allowing the energy from the outside world to penetrate and intertwine the energy within, we then lose control and veer off track because we're unable to distinguish fantasy versus reality. Blockages in the sacral chakra look like this. You have lacking self-confidence and abilities, sexual dysfunction, no. Inability to adapt to changes, loss of interest in hobbies, which is essentially depression. In relation to our physical bodies, the sacral chakra is located at the navel, sexual organs, and lower back. We feel the physical effects of imbalance in our sacral chakra when we begin to experience ailments such as constipation, backaches, UTIs, kidney infections, abnormal menstruation, and infertility. Of course, some of these physical ailments can be hereditary and irreversible for some, but this is just to give you an example of some signs we ignore so that now we could be more cognizant of what's going on in our bodies and why this is happening in our bodies. The element that represents the sacral chakra is water. My philosophy is that all things are connected to emotion, adaptability, and magnetism. And if you enjoy the sounds of water, check out the Tropical Rainforest Vibe playlist in the description box. And when you're reading the blog, you'll also find a link for this playlist as well. This playlist was created for the Third Eye Chakra episode, but we could use it to represent the sacral chakra as well because there are a lot of rain, river, and lake stream sounds that are so calming and relaxing. And I've added some new sounds to the list, so it's a little different than the previous one. And water comes out of our eyes, and that cleanses our soul, you know, the same way that the rain cleanses the earth, and our souls can be cleansed through our ears as well. So I hope that you put this playlist to good use. Let's get to the nitty-gritty, my chakra committee. The sacral chakra is so dope because it covers different levels of life, reality, and feelings all in one chakra. The Sanskrit name for our second chakra is Svadhisthana, and in English, it's translated to one's own dwelling. I know that I say Sanskrit all the time, and in case you're wondering what I'm talking about, and you haven't Googled it already, Sanskrit is an Indo-European language in India, used primarily as a language in the Hindu culture. So there you go. And the sacral chakra is responsible for creativity, movement, desires and pleasures, and relationships. And when it comes to movement, I always make connections to movement because of my love for yoga. And yoga has always had an impact on my chakras, and yoga also has an impact on your chakras, the alignment and how our bodies feel. So some yoga movements that help us align our sacral chakras are frog pose, straddle, happy baby, and camel pose. And to see those poses, check out the blog for pictures of these poses by me. When it comes to relationships connected through the sacral chakra are created through love that is based on a desire for comfort and wealth. And the perfect example of a love and connection through the sacral chakra, in my opinion, is Beyonce and Jay-Z, because they've built a family empire from their hard-earned success. They give back to the community. They show pride for their culture. They speak out on issues that require attention to make a difference in the world. And, you know, they keep their business private. Like, they're so private, and they express only, you know, what they want the media to reveal or what they want the media to put out there. So shout out to Jay-Z and Beyonce. Hashtag Hove for 2020. Period. I'm so glad that you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me right now. Thank you again for tuning in. The love and support from everyone is real, and I really, really, really appreciate it. On last week's episode, we explored the solar plexus chakra, our third chakra, responsible for connecting us with our power, our purpose, identity, and wisdom. If you haven't caught the previous episode, the link will be in the description box. And for the blog, as you're reading, you know, go through the blog, you can click on a link and it'll direct you to that podcast as well. Send me a message and let me know what your thoughts are. And if you tried the essential hair oil remedy, if you tried it, and please don't be shy. Be sure to share your progress and results with me via email or leave me a message on Instagram so that I can share it on the page. On this week's episode, we explore the sacral chakra's origin, its impact on our aura, identifying blockages in it, its physiological location, color association, the best crystal that represents it, and of course, some yoga ideas, and a couple of good reads that connect with the principles surrounding the sacral chakra. And we'll take a look at the origin of the sacral chakra right after this. Welcome back to She Blows It. I'm your host, Carla, and I'm back at it with another episode. We are progressing through the chakras. This chakra is all about our sacral chakra, which makes its way on the list as being the second chakra. But before we get into the good stuff, I want to let you know that this podcast is available on 7 different platforms: Anchor, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Blog Talk Radio, Breaker, Google Podcast, and Radio Public. You can also catch the latest content on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod.